question. What were some of the main artistic or performance challenges for this production, for yourself?
I think artistic would be the fact that this play is a tradition. So let me use another, let me rephrase that. I think one of the main challenges is that Lorca wrote this piece of work in the 30s, yeah. And in some ways, some of the things were not easily translated, well, at least not easily translated to modern times. Some adaptations I felt would have been necessary. Mm. So how do we then balance that with our own personhood as a woman now living? What does that mean, you know, for me reading this script, playing character that mightily oppressed, and religion, the whole aspect of religion where I find myself having rebelled against all these norms and forms. So that's where our imagination and our critical faculty and empathy becomes all the more important. And all these elements become all the more important. Empathy, imagination, critical faculties, and even skills as a performer. They all become very, very important because there you have yourself and you're questioning all these elements. But at the same time, you're asked to do a piece that requires you to throw yourself back to a certain period of time, to empathize, and yet find the relevance in modern times. Then that relevance in modern times may not be personally for me with the same idea of religion, same idea of women oppression of women. But then what other elements will there be that I can find myself relating to? And therefore then I can make this as believable and as honest as I can. You know, those I think are the challenges. And they're not just the challenges for this production, Bernarda Alba, but for any production, because you are at the same time yourself and sometimes you're not. And that struggle is part of the rehearsal process. And thank goodness we have rehearsal processes, because I wouldn't have imagined myself being able to negotiate all this within a week. You know, I needed that time to grow into it, to get into it, to get to know. It really is getting to know a person. And when you get to know the person, you're also getting to know the world the person comes from. And there are moments where you're asking these questions about that person as a person and about yourself as another person, having that dialogue before you finally am able to find some connection and negotiation between yourself and that character. You know? And I think that's the exciting part for me about performing. I've been told I'm a character performer. That means I don't perform self, but I perform other characters, right? So, I suppose that could be an accurate description of my kind of acting, because all the plays I do tend to be about something else that may not be very me, you know? I'm not sure, you know, I cannot be the judge of that, because only those who watch can tell me. But from the feedback I've heard is that's what it is. Oh, you didn't look like yourself. Or, oh, that was so un-you. But I find those kinds of roles challenging, exciting, and very inviting. And I find those productions the ones that I seem to navigate myself towards or gravitate myself towards, you know? In some ways, I like a good challenge. Yeah. And this was definitely quite that. I'm not material at all, for example. I'm very chirpy, happy most times, and I don't care. And, you know, I don't have these issues. Yes. God, inverted commas, forbid. I don't care about these things. Religion, I don't care about these issues. I don't care about them. So because of that, you know, I really need to make myself understand what it means to have a mother who would do this to me, because I don't have that. So those are interesting. Those are elements that I think all of us, and that's why it helps. Theatre helps to be empathetic. Theatre helps you to connect with the core of humanity that may not be your direct connection. It may be somebody else's problems. It may be somebody else's misfortune. And the arts, theatre in particular, allows you to enter that.
Thank you.